Simon & Schuster Audio presents The Bane Chronicles. What to buy the shadow hunter who has everything and who you're not officially dating anyway. By Cassandra Clare and Sarah Reese Brennan. Read by Jordan Gavaris.
Magnus woke up with the slow, golden light of midday filtering through his window and his cat sleeping on his head. Chairman Meow sometimes expressed his affection in this unfortunate way. Magnus gently but very firmly disentangled the cat from his hair, tiny claws doing even more damage as the chairman was dislodged with a long, sad cry of feline discomfort. Then the cat jumped onto the pillow, apparently fully recovered from his ordeal, and leaped from the bed. He hit the floor with a soft thump and dashed with a rallying cry to the food bowl. Magnus rolled over in bed so that he was lying across the mattress sideways. The window overlooking his bed was stained glass. Diamonds of gold and green drifted over his sheets, resting warmly against his bare skin. He lifted his head from the pillow he was clutching, and then he realized what he was doing, searching the air for a trace of the smell of coffee. It had happened a few times in the last several weeks. Magnus stumbling out into the kitchen toward the rich scent of coffee, pulling on a robe from his wide and varied selection, and finding Alec there. Magnus had bought a coffee maker because Alec had consistently seemed mildly distressed by Magnus's magicking slash slightly stealing cups of coffee and tea from the mud truck. The machine was extra bother, but Magnus was glad he'd bought it. Alec had to know the coffee maker was for him and his delicate moral sensibilities, and Alec seemed to feel a sense of comfort around the machine that he felt about nothing else, making coffee without asking if he could, bringing Magnus a cup when he was working. Everywhere else in Magnus's loft, Alec was still careful, touching things as if he had no right to them, as if he were a guest. And of course, he was a guest. It was only that Magnus had an irrational desire for Alec to feel at home in his loft, as if that would mean something, as if that would give Magnus a claim on Alec or indicate that Alec wanted a claim on him. Magnus supposed that was it. He badly wanted Alec to want to be here and to be happy when he was here. He could not kidnap the Lightwood's eldest born and keep him as a decoration about the house, however. Alec had fallen asleep twice. On the sofa, not the bed. Once after a long, slow night of kissing, and once when Alec had come over for a brief coffee, clearly exhausted after a long day of demon hunting, and he had slid into unconsciousness almost instantly. Magnus had also taken to leaving his front door open, since nobody was going to rob the High Warlock of Brooklyn, and Alec would sometimes come by in the early mornings. Every time Alec had dropped by, or in the mornings after Alec had fallen asleep there, Magnus had woken to the sounds and smells of Alec making him coffee, even though Alec knew that Magnus could magic coffee out of the air. Alec had done it only a few times, had been there for only a handful of mornings. It was not something Magnus should be getting used to. Of course, Alec wasn't here today because it was his birthday and he was going to be with his family. And Magnus wasn't exactly the kind of boyfriend you could bring to family outings. In fact, speaking of family outings, the Lightwoods didn't even know Alec had a boyfriend, much less one that was also a warlock. And Magnus had no idea if they ever would. It wasn't something he pushed Alec about. He could tell by Alec's carefulness that it was too early. There was no reason for Magnus to slide out of bed, amble out through the living space into the kitchen space, and picture Alec kneeling at the counter making coffee and wearing an ugly sweater, his face intent on the simple task. Alec was even conscientious about coffee. "And he wears truly awful sweaters," Magnus thought, and was dismayed when the thought brought with it a rush of affection. It was not the Lightwood's fault. They obviously provided Alec's sister, Isabel and Jace Wayland, with plenty of money to dress themselves in flattering outfits. Magnus suspected that Alec's mother bought his clothes, or Alec bought them himself on the basis of pure practicality. "Oh, look, how nice. Gray won't show the eye call too much." And then he wore the ugly, functional clothes on and on without even seeming to notice that age was fraying them or wear and tear causing holes. Against his will, Magnus...